Hello, my name is Rod Joy, and I serve as Executive Director of Arts Alliance Illinois. Arts Alliance Illinois is a statewide arts advocacy and service organization. We represent over 25,000 Illinois residents and hundreds of cultural organizations across all disciplines, budget sizes, and geographic areas of the state. The primary charge of the Arts Alliance is to elevate the presence and importance of the arts, culture, and arts education in Illinois.
Tell me why you were at the Capitol yesterday. What brought you into town?
Well, Illinois' government is now 22 days into the new fiscal year, and we still don't have a state budget. This budget stalemate has put a wide array of state programs and initiatives under threat and on the chopping block, including our Illinois State Museum in Springfield and its satellite branch facilities. That move is boneheaded. It would hurt our economy and it would hurt the cultural life of our state. And I was there for one simple purpose, to keep our state museum system open, free, and accessible to the people of Illinois.
And so who joined you in that rally yesterday?
You know, the turnout has been very impressive. People all across the state have been standing up and speaking out on behalf of our public museums and historical sites. So there was a group to Save the State Museum, and they've done some phenomenal work, some online advocacy and engagement. There is a Move On petition with over 11,000 signatures, which is impressive. There were hundreds of people yesterday at the rally, and they were fired up. These were folks ranging from students to parents to employees of the museum to local and state elected officials. And so I've been encouraged by the number of people who are standing up on behalf of our museums and cultural assets in Illinois.
What other threats to the arts community are coming from the new governor's administration as well as the legislature?
Support for a wide variety of cultural initiatives are under siege. Already in fiscal year 15, we've seen cuts to the Illinois Arts Council agency's programming. There were over $1 million in cuts that resulted in the elimination of an artist fellowship program. The foundation of our cultural life in Illinois are our working artists. And we've already seen this very modest program scaled back because of this budget fiasco. Right now, they're including the Arts Council. We're also looking closely at support for our film tax credit, support for tourism in Illinois, support for our cultural organizations across the state. The governor's proposed budget that he introduced earlier this calendar year called for a 20% cut to the Arts Council's already pathetic budget, which would drop Illinois to 30th in the nation in per capita investment in culture. We're fighting hard to make sure support for the council remains whole and that our artists, our theaters, our museums, our dance companies, our symphonies have the resources they need to continue to educate and inspire and create jobs and economic growth in communities all across the state.
So as you mentioned, the budget for the Arts Council agency, the state agency that funds arts groups, was already in the last fiscal year was what, something like $8 or $9 million for the whole state?
The budget for the whole state in last fiscal year going into 15, mm-hmm. fiscal year 15, was about $10 million.
Okay.
And that ranked us 26th in the country in per capita spending on the arts at just about 78 cents per person. Our goal in order to fully fund the arts and broader creative sector is to support the Arts Council at a $2 per person per year investment. If Governor Rahner's proposed budget comes to pass, we've dropped all the way down to 30th, and per capita spending would go all the way down to a meager 63 cents per person when it comes to state support for our Arts Council. That's unacceptable. You know, if we're really going to be serious about making Illinois more competitive and more compassionate, we need to be serious about investment in the arts and our broader creative sector. You know, quite simply, in communities large and small all across the state, investment in the arts means jobs. It not only means creating jobs, but it results in support for jobs in non-arts related industries. The potential closure of the State Museum, again, going back to lawmakers who get it, I was really encouraged by the number of local mayors and elected officials who really connected the dots between a healthy art sector and a healthy overall economy. While there isn't an end in sight to this budget impasse, we're certainly encouraged by the increasing number of elected officials that are standing up and speaking out and the overwhelming support from the people of Illinois.
Have arts groups learned not to rely on state dollars to stay afloat?
Well, if you look both nationally, statewide, and locally, public support for our institutions is a really small part of an overall revenue mix for an average cultural organization. At the same time, those modest dollars go a very long way. For every $1 in federal art support, it leverages seven additional dollars in support for our cultural organizations. And particularly in small and rural communities where there may not be a vibrant philanthropic presence, state support is critically important. It serves as a gold star that organizations are legitimate, that they are active, and that support, stamp of approval from our arts agency is critically important, particularly in small and rural communities.
What about educational programming? I know that's something your group advocates for when it comes to arts programs for kids, which when it comes to school budgets, a lot of times those classes are the first to go. Are there more challenges ahead as far as providing those to children because of the state budget stalemate and proposed cuts?
Yeah, when you think about the world that we live in and the workforce of the 21st century, there's no greater skill or attribute we can arm our young people with than a creative mind. And this is especially true for low-income students, students of color, English as a second language students. We know from national studies that low-income high school students of color who are exposed to the arts are three times more likely to earn a college degree than young people who don't have that same exposure. We know that high school students of color, low-income students, are five times more likely to graduate from high school when they have exposure to the arts. You're right that oftentimes when cash-strapped school districts make decisions, support for our arts programming remains vulnerable. We just now have developed a common set of recommendations to modernize our fine arts standards and to bring our arts learning standards into the 21st century. And this fall, we look forward to having some public convenings and meetings to share and raise awareness about those recommendations and to really use this process as a springboard to make sure that our schools have the support and guidance needed to implement high quality sequential arts learning for our students.